The actions taken within this body are delicate and consistency is essential. And now is not the time to set dangerous precedent. Consider this. The last time a member of Congress was expelled was in 2002, following a criminal conviction. In fact, both expulsions in the last two centuries took place after the defendants had been convicted.
That was Congressman George Santos, Republican of New York, on the House floor November 1st, 2023. The House was debating whether to expel him from Congress. They voted overwhelmingly not to. You probably know many details of the George Santos story, but his mention of a member of Congress expelled in 2002, do you know that story? In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, we remember the day 21 years ago, the last time members of the U.S. House of Representatives voted to expel a fellow member. That member of Congress, James Traficant.
People often think C-SPAN is funded by the federal government. In fact, we're a nonprofit organization that receives no government funding. As news consumption changes, you can help ensure the future of C-SPAN's unfiltered coverage of national government and politics. We hope you will consider making a tax-deductible contribution that will support our daily editorial operations. To learn more, visit c-span.org/donate.
Here's the House Clerk, November 1st, 2023.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States, Representative George Santos be, and he hereby is, expelled from the House of Representatives.
And here's the House Clerk, July 24th, 2002.
House Resolution 495, resolved that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution, Representative James A. Traficant Jr. be, and he hereby is, expelled from the House of Representatives.
What was wrong with James Traficant? Let's hear from Joel Heffley, Republican of Colorado and Chairman of the Ethics Committee.
Bribery by trading official acts and influence for things of value, demanding and accepting salary kickbacks from his congressional employees, influencing a congressional employee to destroy evidence and to provide false testimony to a federal grand jury, receiving personal labor and the services from his congressional employees while they were being paid by the taxpayers to perform public service, and filing false income tax returns.
Congressman Heffley provided this history.
In his 213-year history, the House has expelled only four of its members. Three of those expulsions occurred during the Civil War and were based on charges of treason. The fourth expulsion was that of Representative Michael J. Myers in 1980 and was based on Representative Myers' conviction on federal bribery and conspiracy charges arising from the Abscam investigation. It is important to note, however, that the number of actual expulsions from the House should be considered with regard in light of the fact that a number of members who committed violations of the most serious nature resigned their seats or lost elections before formal action could be taken.
And here's Howard Berman, Democrat of California and ranking member of the Ethics Committee.
Mr. Speaker, we are much preoccupied these days, both as elected officials and as private citizens, by breaches of public trust. We may enact legislation before we recess to protect the public from unethical conduct in the corporate arena. But to state what should be obvious, each of us in this very body has weighty responsibilities in this vein as well, not to abuse those who seek government assistance through our offices, and not to abuse those who work for us. To fail to expel the gentleman from Ohio in the face of the vast evidence spread out in the record is to say that a member can behave as he has and retain membership in this institution. That cannot be our message today. I urge my colleagues to take the difficult action, thankfully rare, but abundantly warranted in this case, of voting for the motion to expel.
Speaker Dennis Hastert gave a warning about behavior.
While a wide range of discussion is permitted during debate on a disciplinary resolution, Clause 1 of Rule 17 prohibits the use of language which is personally abusive. This was reiterated by the chair as recently as January 27, 1997. It also extends to language which is profane, vulgar, or obscene, and to comportment which constitutes a breach of decorum.
After other members of Congress had their say, it was time for James Traficant. Here are several excerpts from his lengthy remarks.
Now, I'm going to get right to the point. I want you to imagine there's a small army of patriots, and they are facing a gigantic army armed to the teeth. And the captain, trying to show strength, calls to his assistant and says, "Go to the tent and get my bright red vest." Go gets him the red vest. He puts the red vest on and he said, "To show the power and courage of our people, without a sidearm, I'm going to carry this sword and I'm going to attack the enemy. And as they slay me, the blood will not be seen because of my bright red vest. And you will be encouraged to fight for our homeland." He gave a banshee cry. He ran out into battle and was destroyed. His assistant came up and he called his attendant. He said, "Go to the tent and get me those dark brown pants. Think about it. Tonight I have dark pants on. Am I scared to death? No. I'll go to jail before I'll resign and admit to something I didn't do. I'll go to jail, but I'll be damned if I'll be pressured by a government that pressured these witnesses to death to get a conviction on a target, the number one target in the country. Jim Kirchham, who was an FBI paid special agent, she would not let him testify, said, "If you get us anything on trafficking, we'll build a monument to you." I got an affidavit from a guy just sent to me from Canada that I helped in a case where 11 Chinese were arrested. And he said that, "I want to thank Jim Trafficking publicly." They say, "Stay away from trafficking. Don't mention his name, we're going to get him." I had an FBI agent that compromised one of my constituents under mental instability, desperately trying to save custody of her child, compromised her into sex. She said, "Jimmy didn't throw me to the ground. I don't want my 87-year-old mother to know about it." FBI agent Anthony Speranza. And I'll be damned if someone's going to rape one of my constituents.
Suspend. The gentleman will avoid profanity or indecent language.
How much time do I have left? Now look, if you drink 5 gallons of Gatorade, you're going to expend 5 gallons of Gatorade somewhere in one of these restrooms. You know what you have before you? We're getting to the point where a RICO case is going to be brought against a group of housewives for conspiring to buy Kellogg cereal. Now, I said this on radio, and I'm on the House floor. I'm going to say it to you right now. I call Janet Reno a traitor, and I believe in my heart she is. I believe Monica and Henryson and Cisneros were not that important. But I think that Red Army Chinese general giving money to Democrat National Committee was an affront to our intelligence, and now I'm going to tell it like it is. The Republicans wanted permanent trade status with China. You let it slide. The Democrats didn't want Clinton and the party hurt. You let it slide. But what you let slide was the freedom of the United States of America. And I called her a traitor. And Janet Reno, if I don't go to jail, I'll be in Orlando August 15th, and you aren't going to be elected to any damn thing. How much time do I have left?
Excuse me, the gentleman has 22 minutes left.
Nobody should fear our government.
I would caution the gentleman, would you please avoid profanity, indecent language, and the gentleman should address the chair and not other members by their first names. The gentleman may proceed.
I apologize. As a fashion leader, it is tough for me at times to comply with, comport with some rules.
That bit of self-deprecation, calling himself a fashion leader, was a reference to his notoriety for being anything but, not as much fashion, but flamboyance, wearing denim suits, polyester suits, cowboy boots, and toupee. He made another reference to his appearance.
What's happened to us, Congress? Am I different? Yeah. Have I changed my pants? No. Deep down, you know you want to wear wider bottoms. You're just not secure enough to do it. Do I wear skinny ties? Yeah. Coach, wide ties make me look heavier than I am, and I'm heavy enough. Do I do my hair with a weed whacker? I admit.
And here is how Congressman Traficant concluded his remarks.
Now, here's what I'm saying to you. Isn't a matter of liking me. A lot of you don't like me, because to get that $1.3 billion, I raided a lot of appropriation bills. But I want your vote. I want 145 votes, and I want to be able to go up, and I want to fight the Justice Department and the IRS. They put me in jail, you have a very easy vote, and I predict you will. I think as a member of Congress, I want you to just think of this. There may come a time where you might get targeted. You know what I was told? Watch what you say. You're too outspoken. Watch what you say. Shut up about the Reno case. I'm not going to shut up.
The gentleman has expired.
I want your vote because I think my vote is your vote. And my people elected me, and I don't think you should take their representative away. And with that, thank you for giving me the additional time, at least listening to me, and vote your conscience, nothing personal. And I hope I'm back and can get another $1.3 billion.
And those were James Traficant's final words in Congress. Next, the House voted. Speaker Hastert read the results.
On this vote, the ayes are 420, the noes are 1, with 9 present. Two-thirds present having voted in the affirmative, the resolution is agreed to without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The clerk will notify the governor of the state of Ohio of the action of the House.
James Traficant became the fifth member of the House expelled, the sternest form of punishment the House can impose. By the way, the only vote against James Traficant's expulsion from Congress? That was Democratic Congressman Gary Condit. He had been defeated in a primary after he became known for a relationship with a missing intern, Chandra Levy. And two historical footnotes. First, the last time a U.S. senator was expelled? 1862, for supporting the Confederacy in the Civil War. And second, that speech in July 2002 wasn't just James Traficant's last speaking appearance in Congress. It was also his last appearance on C-SPAN. He ended up going to jail for 7 years, but that didn't stop him from running for office again. He even teased his next campaign on the House floor that final day.
Flying members of Congress around, getting senators' girlfriends gifts. But you get out of jail free by getting a man right here. Here's a problem in America, and you must take America back. And I am running as an independent. Don't be surprised if I don't win behind bars.
And in fact, in 2002, he did run as an independent. He was seeking a 10th term in Congress and his first from a federal prison cell. He got 15% of the vote. James Traficant died in 2014 on his farm in Ohio. His tractor fell on him. And now, a bonus clip. In a twist, one thing you didn't hear James Traficant say in that final speech was the catchphrase he was perhaps most famous for, "Beam me up." He said it nearly every other time he addressed the House. In fact, the Washington Post once called James Traficant the king of the surrealistic one-minute speech. The New York Times said Traficant was known for his bombastic, sometimes erratic, one-minute speeches on the House floor. We don't want you to feel shortchanged in this podcast, so we picked, at random because there are so many to choose from, one of his one-minute speeches that included that phrase, just so you can relive the memory. So, from March 20th, 2001, here's Congressman James Traficant.
From the womb to the tomb, Madam Chairwoman, The Internal Rectal Service is one big enema. Think about it. They tax our income. They tax our savings. They tax our sex. They tax our property sales profits. They even tax our income when we die. Is it any wonder America's taxed off? We happen to be suffering from a disease called Taxus Mortis Americanus. Beam me up. It's time to pass a flat, simple 15% sales tax and fire these nincompoops at the IRS. Think about it. I yield back the socialist, communist income tax scheme of these United States.
That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Think it's tough to find more video of Ohio Congressman James Traficant? Hardly. It's easy. You can even find other members of Congress hoping they would be beamed up.
And so what you see here today are members of the Democratic Party making an American argument that we have a responsibility to pay our debts. And they're gone. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life on that side of the aisle.
That was Maryland Democratic Congressman Kwesi Mfume, May 25th, 2023. So just beam into C-SPAN.org and search the C-SPAN video library. Have a positive attitude. You can do it. Turn your Traficant into Trafican. Thanks for listening and happy searching.